Syrian President Bashar al-Assad arrived at the People's Palace in Damascus and walked a red carpet solemnly, passing the honor guard. The president was sworn in for the third term in office before Speaker of the Syrian Parliament, the Cabinet, and Muslim and Christian clergymen.
I swear to God to respect the constitution of the country and its laws and take care of the interests of the people and their freedom, preserve the homeland's independence, sovereignty, and freedom, and protect its soil and work to achieve social justice and unity of the Arab nation.
The president confirmed that the government is on the track of a political solution based on internal reconciliations that would allow the displaced to return and stand in the face of conspiracies. Assad asserted that fighting terrorism and corruption is a priority in the coming phase. He also said that he will rebuild the nation and bring the economy back on track. Assad stressed the countries that supported terrorism will pay a high price. At the same time, he thanked Iran, Russia, and China for their support to the Syrian nation and for defending the country's sovereignty. Finally, Assad praised what he called the heroism of Syrians and the army in facing the war waged on them. Syrians on the streets were satisfied with the president's word and said they are looking forward to work together to rebuild their country.
We should all be united and get rid of sectarianism which militants brought to us. We should all put efforts together to rebuild our country.
We trust our president. Together, Syria will become stronger. We agree with everything he said, on top of which is fighting corruption.
This is the third seven-year term for Assad in office. Last month, he won 88.7% of the votes in the first multi-candidate presidential election in the country. The next step for the president, according to the constitution, is to issue a decree on the formation of a new cabinet.
President Assad reiterated the Syrian policy of eliminating terrorism and pursuing national dialogue to reach a political solution aimed at ending the years-long unrest in the country. Assad acknowledged that the challenges are huge, but vowed to restore security, saying the Syrians' will is stronger. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.